No, I can't wait. You know, I got the fights. I've been asking for these fights for a couple of years now. Finally got them. So no, no. Mick Mazin's done his side of the training, and as a manager, getting me the fights. Frank Warren's done his side. So, you know, it's down to me now. You know, I've got to live up to the fights I've been asking for, and you know, I've got a winning style as well.
You remained unbeaten in 2017, but was it frustrating in some respects in that we had quite a few different changes of opponents? I know going into a couple of bouts, you weren't even sure until the last couple of days before fight night who you were going to be taking on. How does that affect the preparations?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've got to be professional and just stick to, you know, this is why in the gym we don't really train for the opponent, we train for me. If I'm 100%, I believe I can beat anyone in the country in my division. So, you know, maintain getting me 100%. Like I say, it's always good when you know who you're fighting. So for this fight, I've known about this fight for about 10 to 12 weeks now. About 4 weeks before it was announced, I've known about it. So, you know, we've had time to look a little bit at Mason. But again, we're more concentrating on getting myself 100% rather than worrying about what the opponent's going to be doing.
You've just mentioned your opponent there, Mason Cartwright. He's undefeated as well, so this is a big step up.
It's a massive fight, you know what I mean? I mean, obviously you got Nicola Adams, who's a double Olympic champion from Leeds, so it's sensible that she's the chief support. But I mean, if this was anywhere else, this would be a good chief support, I believe. So, you know, in my eyes, it's a big fight. A lot of people are looking forward to the fight, you know, and I can't wait for it.
You're fighting for a European title, as we've said, and in front of a stadium atmosphere as well. You've experienced what it's like in the arenas. Touch wood, the weather looks pretty good. We don't need any rain jackets for Saturday night. How much are you looking to box in your first stadium fight?
Yeah, it's massive. You know, not many boxers get to fight on a stadium in their career, let alone fight for the first title in a stadium. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. Luckily, I'm on a little bit later this time, so, you know, there should be a few people in there when I get in there. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. And then, you know, again, I'm ready for Saturday and ready to show what I've been doing in the gym.
We know you've built up great support in West Yorkshire, particularly in Bradford, but you've also got good support in Leeds as well, where you train, and throughout West Yorkshire as well. So you've got a big following on Saturday night, but you're also going to be live in front of a big audience on BT Sport as well. So this is your chance to stake a claim, not just within the trade amongst the people who know you, but to the boxing public who are going to be watching a big night on television.
Yeah, 100%. You know, again, I've been asking for these sort of things, you know. And the stuff I've been asking for, I've got it in one fight, basically. You know, I've got a big fight, a title fight, and a live TV fight, you know. So, you know, the support I have from Bradford's unbelievable, you know. And, you know, I know even though I'm from Bradford, I think, and Warrington Sports, Leeds and stuff, but I think when it's the boxing, it's more Yorkshire rather than Leeds and Bradford, so to speak. You know, it's more Yorkshire. So, you know, I've had a good support from Bradford and Yorkshire. And like you say, you know, Leeds itself. So I'm looking to put a show on for them on Saturday night.
6 KOs out of 15, you've had a lot of 6 and 8 rounds. Do you think in some respects your knockout power's underestimated, because you've shown on a couple of occasions that when you can get your opponent out there, you do?
Yeah, I think that's the thing, because I'm a tall Ranger southpaw, and I sort of do, I'm a boxer rather than a fighter, and I do think people underestimate that and sort of just think, oh, well, we'll just put it on him and walk through him, it's easy. And then I think when they're getting caught on the way in, listen, I'm not saying I hit them once and to go down. I'm not that sort of puncher, but I believe I punch hard enough to stop them coming forward like they say they do. I've been in fights. I had a good amateur experience, and I've seen styles like Mason's got come forward. You know, it's a typical thing to say to do to a southpaw. Just put it on him. It's a common sense thing to say. Everyone says it. If you fight southpaw, put it on him. Put it on him.
He gets a bit square on.
Yeah, it's a common sense thing to say. So none of that really gets to me. I'm gonna fight how I want to fight. You know, like I've said all along, you know, he's not gonna bully me. That doesn't mean I'm gonna stand there and let him tee off on me. Do you know what I mean? That I'm not getting into that sort of fight, but I know what I need to do, and I know that when he feels my shots, you know, I'm not saying he's going to fall over or bottle it, because he's not that sort of person, but he's going to think, and he's going to have to think twice about just putting it on me.
And a win for the European title, of course, on Saturday night, then propels you up the rankings into the world rankings as well, so that's going to be another step up again.
Yeah, you know, I'm a long way off there, but I think Terence Crawford's fighting Jeff Horn. If Jeff Horn kept the belt, then I'd take that fight Saturday. You know what I mean? I go to Australia, but Terence Crawford's a different kettle of fish, I think. So I'll stick to the level I'm at now. You know, I've got to win Saturday night. It's pointless worrying about all these other fights. Like I said up there, you know, I've got to win Saturday night, and I've got to look good as well. It's not just about, you know, if I win and scrape through and don't look that good, then, you know, I've still got to stay at the level I'm at. You know, but I believe I can move on and push up the rankings, yeah.
Help me out here. Let's just reel off a few names. Who've we got? Then we've got Amir Khan, Sean Porter, Keith Thurman, Garcia, Bud Crawford. You've just mentioned stepping up Errol Spence Jr. So tell you what, there could be a couple of little paydays there, Darren.
Yeah, couple of paydays, and then all the money will go in hospital bills, I think. Listen, I'm realistic with when I speak. You know, obviously them names are I'm years off of them, but I do believe I can get there. And I believe that this fight is going to show that, you know, I'm a welterweight. No, people talk about welterweight names and other fighters at domestic level, and my name never really gets mentioned. You know, as to be fair, Cartwright's doesn't really. You know, we're both on the same page. But I guarantee Saturday night it'll be a different story then, and the welterweights will know that there's a kid from Bradford that's knocking him out as well.
Probably too young, but the new kid on the block, you won't remember them pop band before your time, Darren. But finally, set to be a cracking atmosphere on Saturday night. What can fight fans expect, and a message for everyone following you?
An explosive fight, you know, and like I said at the workout, I said an explosive fight. Again, that doesn't mean I'm going to give Mason what he wants. Mason wants me to stand there, and I know he wants me to stand there. I'll stand there when I want, and I'll move when I want. And I reckon eventually, as the back end gets to it, I'll beat him at both.
Smashing, Darren. Thanks a lot on behalf of me and Darren. Apologies to Manny Pacquiao for missing you off the list. But if you've got Darren's number, feel free to give him a call. I'm sure we can do a deal.
Yeah, give us a ring, Manny. It's all right, you know. Get through my taser. I'll step in if I have to.